Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you been told that you are vitamin D deficient, or you like to work out and you're not sure if you're supposed to be supplementing your workout, and as a woman, you're just not sure what supplements? We know we're supposed to have folic acid when we're getting pregnant and when we're pregnant, but what other supplements do women need if you're a workout woman, or even if you're not? What are the most important supplements that women need? My guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, expert in the fields of nutrition and metabolism, and one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. Let's talk about supplements for women.
Well, hello there. It's time to talk all things supplement. Number one, I am absolutely not advocating that you start a second career taking $500 worth of pills every single, month. And some people do go way overboard. So we don't want to go to that place. What we want to know is, what's the bottom line for women right now with regard to supplements? Well, what we do know is that a multiple vitamin is probably a great idea. Now, they have multiple vitamins out there that you have to be careful about. That means that, number one, it has to really relate to you. If you still have a menstrual cycle, make sure it has iron. If you're postmenopausal or don't have a menstrual cycle anymore, then a multiple vitamin without iron, because obviously you don't need it. Try definitely to read the back label so that it says 100% of daily requirements, not 200, not 400, because it's really important that you understand that we can't comply with some kind of an adage of, hey, more's better. No, it's not. You want 100% of what's up there right
okay,
now.
Okay, and so I'd like to get through as many as we can. Dr. Peek, so first of all, iron, if you are premenopausal or perimenopausal, and I noticed that I got short of breath when I was having really heavy periods, and I thought to myself, and I run towards anemia anyway, and when I started taking my iron, I was like, wow, it was amazing how quickly it responded.
Well, so the grand majority of women out there have some level of iron deficiency if they're having fairly heavy menstrual periods.
Yeah.
And so they don't even realize they're doing it. So just make sure. Also, when you're doing those multiple vitamins, make sure you see where it says age and gender. They have women and then they have men. And one last thing that's very important, I would not recommend taking any herbals along with the supplements. A lot of people, they're throwing in St. John's wort and, ginkgo biloba. Don't do that. That is absolutely not to be done. The herbals are a whole different subject in and of themselves. Just stick with supplements per se. Calcium is very important for women. And we're really looking at calcium because it's lacking in so many women's dietary intake. Very important. And realize that the calcium that you take should be supplemented with vitamin D. In other words, a lot of them come just perfectly like that. It'll say like CitraCal with, vitamin D. Why is that important? You can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. D is a cofactor in this. So it's muchos important in the best of all worlds, just to get them both together. It's cheap, straightforward, and try to make certain that you get the best calcium out there, the ones that are most available to your body. And those calciums typically are the calcium citrates, not the carbonates. So that's important. And it usually ends up being around 1,200 or 1,500 milligrams per day, which is very important. Obviously, we want the dark leafy greens, soybeans, beans, fish, and raisins to be able to supplement along with dairy products and fortified foods. And then pair it with magnesium as well. If you're exercising out there, y'all need those, a little bit of magnesium there, 400 milligrams. Why? Because, you want to make certain they have excellent movement of those muscles. And sometimes we're a little depleted in our electrolytes and a lot of these wonderful minerals to be able to exercise well with. Vitamin D, so important. Every woman out there, listen up. Get your vitamin D level done. okay? Just, you know, it's a blood test, straightforward. If you don't do that, it's a shot in the dark. You have no idea what you're doing. And so you have to know what your baseline is. I'm highly recommending that you keep your baseline close to 50. Remember that word, that number, 50, not 20, 50. You're going to find that in the very near future, the Institute of Medicine and others are going to be increasing what we consider to be the best level for you to be able to do this in a big way. So that is very, very, very important. All right, and then we're looking at after menopause, you know, omega-3 fatty acids are very important. Actually, I like to start them around, you know, age 40 or so. And then certainly if you have something like heart disease in your family, the omegas are great. And they're also really good for mental health disorders like depression. And you work with your psychiatrist or someone to be able to do that. Folic acid is usually found in your multiple vitamin. It's at 400 micrograms per day, and that is extremely important.
Now, you say, you say 400. Now, I've often heard that folic acid can help to prevent breast cancer in women that drink alcohol and have an increased risk of breast cancer. And if we drink wine, then I've been told that 800 is what you need to reduce your risk of breast cancer and kind of even out that folic acid breast cancer risk with your alcohol.
Yeah, well, that was my, you know, you obviously reading my mind. I was going with the baseline amount, which is 400, and then you have to sit there and look at your lifestyle issues, right? And one of them is some women don't drink alcohol at all, so it's a moot point. Other women do. And so it's an important thing to be able to make certain you have this very valuable B vitamin on board. You see, alcohol depletes B vitamins. So it's not just folate, it's others as well.
The B12 and any of your B vitamins. So you want to make sure that your multi has that. Now, what about coenzyme Q10 and probiotics for women?
You know, probiotics, again, what do you have? I was dealing with a woman with colitis the other day. She has to be on probiotics because her bacterial flora is really off. But really, you know, it's kind of up to you. I personally don't take them because I don't need them. I have completely normal, you know, bacterial flora. I'm pretty healthy with how I eat and do my thing. Other people may have issues. They may have some gastritis and others. I usually like to work with a gastroenterologist. I usually recommend that women have a sit down with their physician and really talk to them about what their needs may be. You know, they may be on certain medications that wipe out their bacterial flora, maybe an antibiotic for, you know, 2 weeks or so. So, you know, things change. They come and go. So have a conversation with your medical team on that one. And then as far as coenzyme Q10, I find that to be much more relative to women who are in perimenopause and menopause. It's great to be able to augment heart function and brain function, and those are two obviously important functions as you age.
Oh, that's so great to know, because I am peri right now, and boy, things are a little bit crazy and wacky going on in my body, and I take a Q-enzyme 10, and I take extra vitamin D and a good multi and my omega-3s, and that's it, because I don't want to load up. Now, we only have 30 seconds left, Dr. Peak. Wrap up women and supplements and how we may not need 50 pills, how we can get it all in maybe just a few. Only
yeah.
30 seconds,
really,
though.
Quite frankly, multivitamin, calcium, vitamin D, folic, your omegas, and, you know, and really, that's about it. And quite frankly, get those whole foods in you, because after all, they are nature's medicine cabinet.
Well, certainly they are nature's medicine cabinet. Ooh, we should use that as a new tagline, just like exercise is medicine, and your food, your good healthy foods are nature's own medicine cabinet. And you heard about supplements. So women, we need to get those supplements in. Eat a good healthy diet of whole foods, leafy greens, and then take your multi and your omega-3s, and you're good to go. Just make sure they have everything Dr. Peak said. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.